I'm Mark Bayshore. Thank you for joining us today. Wednesday on Current State means it's time for Neighbors in Action, when we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we learn about an after-school and summer program that's helping Native American and Indigenous youth in the Lansing area reclaim their cultural heritage. We have two of the co-directors of the Indigenous Youth Empowerment Program here to tell us more about it. Jacqueline Lloyd is the Family, Child, and Infant Advocate for Native Americans in the Ingham County Health Department. Welcome, Jacqueline.
Good morning.
And Ramona Henry is the coordinator for the Native American program in the Lansing School District. Welcome,
Hello.
Ramona.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Do we call this IYEP?
Yeah.
Is that
yes.
Okay?
IYEP.
IYEP. Tell us, Ramona, a little bit about your mission. What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, my main goal is to support my students culturally and academically, to make sure that they have resources available to them to support them if they're learning about their culture, if, you know, they already know about their culture. We kind of collaborate together with Jacqueline, the other two directors, Astrea and Emily.
Give me an example of what a typical day at your summer camp or your after-school program might look like. What kinds of activities are the kids doing there?
Well, in my position, I actually go into their schools, monitor them, make sure they're on top of their grades, behavior, any issues they're having in school. But then that carries over to the after-school program. If they need tutoring or any kind of support, then we invite them to come to the after-school program. And there we give them a cultural activity. Sometimes it can be a talking circle, just to where they're sitting and getting to know each other. And we like to introduce other tribal traditions with them, not just like the Michigan history, because we do have some kids that are from as far away as Montana, the Blackfeet people.
Okay. Jacqueline, how large is Lansing's Native American and Indigenous population?
Yeah. Well, actually, a lot of people are always surprised when I get that question and I answer it. As of 2010, the census said that we had about 1,500 American Indian and Alaskan Natives here in our county. I find that a lot of us are Anishinaabe, but, you know, we have First Nations individuals from Canada. We have a lot of people coming from, you know, Montana and Wisconsin, a lot of Ojibwe. But we have a very eclectic group of different tribes and bands.
What is First Nation? What does that denote exactly?
So basically that's like the terminology that would be used for a Native American from Canada. We have similar ancestry here in Michigan, but if you look at the Ojibwe here and the Ojibwe in Canada, they would be under different terminology. They would be either Native American or American Indian here and First Nations in Canada.
Okay. How many kids does IYEP serve in a typical year?
You know, those numbers change day to day.
You got 1,500 total in Ingham County. So the young population there, is it in the hundreds?
I would say, so Mondays and Wednesdays, we work with the younger kids up to middle school, and we usually have a solid 25 to 30 kids, and that fluctuates. You know, there's probably about 50 of them that are regular, but they take turns, and so there's usually about 30 kids at a time. In our high school group, we have a lot more kids that are in the schools, but we're just now getting into the high school, so our numbers there have been lower, about 10 kids, but it's brand new. It's less than 6 months old, so we're slowly growing in that.
Jacqueline Lloyd is Family, Child, and Infant Advocate for Native Americans in the Ingham County Health Department. Ramona Henry coordinates the Native American program for the Lansing School District, and we're talking about the Indigenous Youth Empowerment Program, which they are co-directors of. Ramona, you're coordinator here for the school district, so you're working with Native kids from grades K through 12. Do you notice a difference, either socially or academically, in the students who have a chance to participate in IYEP?
Yes, and I've noticed that, especially this year. I just went to one of the awards at some of the local schools with the end of the year awards. And for example, some of my students in Eastern, the 7th and 8th graders, all of them have a 3.5 GPA or higher.
That's fabulous.
I didn't see those numbers last year, so I definitely see a turnaround that this year has been. It's been awesome.
Jacqueline, you work with the Native population in Ingham County on public health issues through your job with the health department. What kinds of health disparities do you see in the Native American population?
Diabetes is a huge one, obesity, substance abuse issues, oral health, there's prenatal care is a huge one. Native American women are really lagging if you look at the numbers compared to other ethnicities, so that's something that I target. And looking at the population, the general population of Natives, really trying to target healthier eating, looking at decolonized diets and ways of preventing diabetes.
Decolonized diets, what is that?
It's really returning to indigenous foods, looking at what our ancestors ate, and trying to promote, only in the last 100 years we've had fry bread because we were taken off of our reservations and given government rations that we had to produce something out of. So you look at flour and oil, you can make bread. But before that, we were really foragers, hunters. And so that kind of diet, fruits, berries, the...
less processed food.
Yes,
is that what
most
you're saying?
Definitely.
Yeah. Does your public health work also make it into the camp activities?
For sure, yep. I'll be teaching the health portion of the class. So every day there's about 6 classes that they go through, from language to crafts and arts. And health is one of those. So I'll be teaching that K through 12 with all the kids.
Ramona, you're a member of the Saginaw Chippewa tribe.
Correct.
And really grew up around a strong Native community. What difference do you think that made in your life?
It made me feel belonged. Like, I knew who I was. I know a lot of people search for that. They don't always grow up connected to that culture. Mm-hmm. So that's a big part of this job, is making these students and their families feel welcome and not ashamed to, that they didn't grow up around that. That's, a big issue in Indian country.
What about you, Jacqueline? You're of Native American descent as well.
Yeah, so everyone who works with the Indigenous Youth Empowerment Program has either a Native background or has some kind of Indigenous knowledge behind them, or they're Indigenous. So we have some people who are Aztec or from Indigenous Mexican cultures. And I think it's a great part of our program because we're able to have that kind of knowledge and that same background.
What kind of impact do you think that creates? I mean, when students have relationships with Indigenous adults or other young people, mm-hmm. Outside of their family.
I think that it shows that, as leaders in the community, what you can do. A lot of the times when we hear about Native American leaders, it's past leaders like Geronimo or these big names that you hear from the 1800s and before. But realizing that today in contemporary society, we still have a lot of leaders.
Jacqueline Lloyd is the Family, Child, and Infant Advocate for Native Americans at the Ingham County Health Department. Ramona Henry is co-director of the Indigenous Youth Empowerment Program, IYEP, and also coordinates the Native American program from the Lansing School District. You work with a large number of Native students through your work. So you do notice a social or academic difference. It seems like you focus a lot on the academics, and that is paying off.
Yes. I just wanted to touch down. You asked about the number of kids. We do have about 50 that come throughout the school year, but the students that I work with, their numbers are over 150. They're not all, making it to the after-school program, so their numbers are high. They're there.
One other thing I want to ask you about, Jacqueline. I know one of the things IYEP does is make an effort to connect elders in Lansing's Native and Indigenous community with younger people. Can you tell me why that's an important part of what you do?
I think working as a community is a huge part of this culture and working together and to help to preserve the culture. Anishinaabe Mohan, the language of the people in this area, has been termed a dying language. And here in Lansing, we have one of the largest populations of first Anishinaabe Mohawk language speakers. So getting that relationship and bringing the elders who have these traditions into our after-school program or into our camp is really vital for the kids to learn their culture.
Well, it connects them with a heritage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Are there ways for people to from the larger community to volunteer with any of these programs?
Oh, yeah. We'll be bringing the elders into the summer program, and we're going to target that next year and work more with the elders.
Ramona Henry is co-director of the Indigenous Youth Empowerment Program. Also, she coordinates the Native American Program for the Lansing School District. We've also been joined by fellow IYEP co-director Jacqueline Lloyd, who is the Family, Child, and Infant Advocate for Native Americans at the Ingham County Health Department. Many thanks to both of you for joining us, and good luck with your work.
Yes, thank you.
You.